Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman. No Pete today. I'll be back tomorrow, I believe. Chris on the other side of the glass. Couple quick items real fast. If you want to tune in, hear me talk about the Hoosiers. As Chris admitted, I've been very gracious today. Great college basketball game, but we did plenty of that. If you want to go back and listen to it on the website later on, ESPNSWFL.com. Complete breakdown of all college basketball last night. Rick Horro is coming up next. Live, well, not live from Qatar. He just got back from Qatar.
Formerly from Qatar.
At 8 minutes past the hour, it is time for SportsCenter Rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter Rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com. Week 13 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. The Patriots host the Bills on Thursday night. Football coverage on ESPN Southwest Florida starts at 7:30. Kickoff at 8:15. Watch the game on Prime Video. Speaking of the Bills, they are placing Von Miller on injured reserve. He will miss at least the next four games. The team is hopeful he'll be able to return this season. The Bears should get Justin Fields back for Sunday's game against the Packers. He was a full participant at practice today. And Michigan running back Blake Corum will undergo season-ending knee surgery, according to Ian Rappaport.
Okay, so it is season-ending.
Ian Rappaport has it as season-ending, yep.
Okay, thank you for that. That's going to be tough for Michigan. But they did win the Ohio State game without him. Well, he played like two plays, tried to give it a go. And they were still pretty formidable, but I feel bad for him. But he's got another career to think about. And got him get himself taken care of. We will discuss that some more later on. And coming up in a moment, like I said, Rick Horro will join us here, and we'll get all of his thoughts on the World Cup and how things were in Qatar. We'll get him on in a minute. Don't know why Pete had something come up at right before the show, so he attend to it. Not sure what the situation is. He said he'd be back tomorrow, so we shall see. And then tonight, obviously, the big AFC East game with the Bills and the Patriots. We shall dive into that a little further. But without any further ado, Rick Horro, he's jet-lagged. He's back here in the States, fresh from Qatar, and we would like to get his perspective on all that. Rick, how are you? Oops. Hold on. Now we got you. The phone's working. There you are. Rick, how are you?
Where the hell's Pete?
I have no idea, actually. He said he had a situation he had to take care of all of a sudden and wasn't here today.
Load management.
Well, we wish him well. It's okay. I'm back from a weird country, and I figured at least I would get the soothing voice of both of you, not just one of you.
Well, just me. So, Overall, how was your experience?
It was not life-changing, but close. As close as a sporting event can be that way. I've been to, a lot of international stuff, but this was more than a sporting event. This had some cultural significant overtones. You know, the country spent $400 billion on infrastructure. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was just doing some little economic reports, and they think that it'll be nearly $1 trillion of money pumped in because of this World Cup. That's numbers nobody's ever seen. The country's the size of Connecticut, only 3 million people, only 15% were born there. And they put on a show. I didn't feel unsafe, but I did feel watched.
It was
you had a card where you could be, tracking every move. The reason given for the card is ease of access and ease of entry and disembarking, and of course you did. You just showed the card to the people at the airport once you got on the plane and you got in, but you have to give them a whole lot of data in order to be on that card.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of issues that were beyond soccer, but it was an amazing week. The only problem was I couldn't send it to you guys because the text didn't work that day because I was holding up a piece of turkey bacon. That's the only turkey I was able to scrounge around on Thanksgiving. So that was a bad day.
But turkey else bacon. Okay. All right. So that's interesting in your the atmosphere at the game. And, you know, you take this all into consideration, and I know, and I've known you for like over 20 years, and we always talk about infrastructure, and you just mentioned how much they spent, how much they get. But a lot of times, if you build facilities for Olympics or NFL stadiums or host Super Bowls, there are things in place that could be tourist attractions moving forward. Is Qatar going to be some sort of destination, or is this a short-term trillion-dollar windfall for them?
Well, they had, I'm guessing, this is anecdotal now, about 30 world-class five-star hotels that were clearly not built just for this event. Mm-hmm. Westins and Four Seasons and Ducats, which is a high-end European resort, and amazing restaurants, international culinary food. I knew that was what to expect because I'd been to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and this was supposed to be like it, and it kind of is. Mm-hmm. The difference is Dubai and Abu Dhabi have about 30 golf courses collectively, and they built their economy on bringing golfers in as well. There were only two courses here. Played them both. Very nice, but that's not where people are. If you're going to go somewhere to play golf in the Middle East, you're going to go to Dubai.
Yeah.
But they have water sports. They have a lot of everything there. And, you know, you go to the desert, you take the desert, dune stuff, you ride your gratuitous camel. You know, you got to ride a camel. Although, frankly, getting up on a camel, from the feet to the camel's hump, man, that's too high.
That's up there.
I didn't want to get up there.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, because it's a long fall. If the camel doesn't like you, you're in trouble.
Now, you were explaining to me before you went over there to golf that it's a little different. It's desert, literally desert golf. There's no fairway. You, like, bring your own grass rug or something and just move it along. Now, you are the master of the gimme putt. You're very generous in all the times I've golfed with you. But how is your game when you're dragging a rug every 200 yards?
I didn't get yet. Well, that's an interesting one, and luckily you would have a golf cart there. The two courses, now people are experts because they've seen all the World Cups. There's one that wraps, or the stadium. There's one that wraps around that stadium called Education City Stadium. That's a Faldo, I think it's Olathabal, designed spare no expense on grass and lush horticulture regular course, as is Doha Golf Club. The one that I thought we would go to, we didn't get to go to, it was 2 hours out of the city. People said it is a great experience, but don't go. Unsafe. Don't go. I don't know why it's unsafe to go to a golf course. I really wanted to do that, but I ended up doing a Jeep in the sand dune hopping instead. So I struck out, though I did play twice.
Okay. All right. Very good. Rick Horrow's with us, our sports business guru. Let me ask you this regarding ratings from last week. Now, the Thanksgiving Day football games did over 40 million, and the Cowboys set a record at 43 million for, I believe, a regular season game. USA versus England, the big game on Friday after Thanksgiving, got 19 million. Now, to me, I hear 19 million. That's good, but that's also a big night on Masked Singer. By comparison, but people tell me this is a good number. So was this a good number? 19 million for all this buildup for USA England.
It's the best number we've ever had in soccer, which of course doesn't answer the core question, which is, you know, are we going to consider soccer the way we consider football? I'm not sure we are, but we're in a hell of a lot better position than we were two or three years ago. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having the team in the round of 16, whether we get blown away by Netherlands or not, and the dramatic way we were able to beat Iran, the political overtones to it, and probably more important, the fact that 4 years from now we do the World Cup in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., and this team is if not the youngest team on the international stage, that's all good. Is soccer going to replace football as number one sport in America? No way.
Yeah. The Rose Bowl finally acquiesced and made some concessions so that they could be included into the playoff expansion. It sounded like they were either going to have to do that or be left out. I guess from what I'm able to tell, they were willing to walk away for the next 2 years from their Big Ten Pac-12 arrangement and are more flexible there. One thing I heard, they wanted to hang on to the January 1, 2 p.m. Pacific window as an exclusive window. I don't know if they were able to hang on to that or not. But do you have any general thoughts on what may or may have transpired in the negotiations over the last 24 hours?
It's all about a game of leverage and chicken and where people are at any given time. So I think college football has moved light years in the last couple of weeks. When I got back, I saw the landscape is a little bit different, including, did Ohio State beat Michigan or was it the other way around? Oh, right.
Yeah, Michigan, of course.
Yeah, so thank you. I got it. Look, when the Rose Bowl acquiesces to the new way of a 12-team playoff, then you realize that we're here. It's going to take, dotting many I's and crossing many T's, but we're basically there. So, get ready for a brand-new world.
Yeah. Another interesting scenario. You know, look, I have a wife. I have a daughter. I want them to have equal opportunity. And if they want to do athletics, so be it. There's a whole storyline there that I won't get into at this moment. But I did see that the Athletic is doubling its women's coverage, and there's an ESPNW coming, and I believe the WNBA just announced it's expanding to 40 games. And my question to you is just a business one. Is there a market for this?
A lot bigger market than there has been before. Mm-hmm. The prize money, relative equality, not exactly equal, but much more than before. The Men's World Cup versus Women's World Cup payday, that's a big deal. We still, I think, have a disparity in significant sponsorship money. There is a market, but, you talk to marketers and they'll still say that there's a lot less money being thrown at women's sports for mega sponsorships, but it's a lot different than it was 5 years ago, to be sure.
Okay. And same with the WNBA, because we all know that's been subsidized by the NBA and I was surprised that they were expanding their schedule, but maybe.
Yeah. Well, and also, the television dollars are there, but it also the streaming and the television platform opportunities are there. So, if I'm a league that has made it and is surviving, I'd want to fill the appetite of all of these entities that want to televise me.
Yeah. Now, on your flight to and from Qatar, back to that for a moment, were you on one of those nice Qatar airline pods where you had your own suite for a seat, or were you economy? What was your situation?
No, not economy. So kill that. No, I know. But it's a 16-hour flight.
Yeah.
So I needed to make sure that my body survived. Qatar Airlines bought a whole boatload of 777s.
Oh, okay.
And they have 120 nonstop locations from all over the world, including, 20 U.S. destinations, so Philly, Miami, Orlando, et cetera. And they all have those pods with the doors closed. I was told that there are shower services. I think the only shower service I got was when I told a flight attendant, I irritated her. I don't know why, but the chances of me talking to a flight attendant and not irritating her for 16 hours pretty small. So, when she wanted to dump water over my head, I guess that would have been a shower.
Oh, that happened? Oh, wow. Turbulence, just turbulence.
There you go.
So did you go direct from Miami, or did you have to go? What was your flight?
I went direct from Philly because I did a lot of stuff up there. I think I did that last week with you guys.
Wow.
And then flew back from Doha to Miami nonstop, 16 hours.
How about that? Well, welcome. And how long did it take your body to adjust from a 16-hour flight? You feeling good?
I'm still not adjusted.
Yeah.
I'm still not adjusted. My dog is feeding me falafel tonight.
Okay. Take care of Duke. By the way, Duke, I watched this 7-foot kid you got over at Duke. I saw him against Ohio State last night. Looking pretty good.
Well, those guys better stick it out because the one and done, I know that's part of the plan. Shire has recruited some really cool kids. They'll be fun to watch. This isn't the, I treat Duke as a quick means to somewhere else. Mm. I think they're going to be okay.
Did you catch my Hoosiers against North Carolina last night?
Your Hoosiers look pretty good, man, cyclically. So every, 50 years after the next Bobby Knight, or maybe it's 40 years, you're there. I think it's time for Indiana to make a serious run in the tournament. I think we're ready for that again.
Yeah, it's our decade. We got to do it.
Yeah, it's your decade. Well, it's maybe your century. I don't know about the decade.
Maybe. All right, Rick, always good to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your experiences with our audience. I appreciate that very much.
All right, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, Bye. Thank you. That is Rick Horrell, our sports business guru. We hit everything on that. And if you'd like to comment, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. When we come back, get a little more of a deep dive into tonight's main event. That would be Bills and Patriots for Thursday night football. And also right now, we're going to look for caller number nine. It's good that I just gave the phone number out. We got a four-pack of tickets to Christmas at Farmer Mike's plus a free Christmas tree. Caller number nine. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Spreading the Christmas cheer. Sheeman Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman, No Pete Shepard, Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman of Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Got Bills and Patriots tonight. I presume Pete took today off all of a sudden. Got about 2 hours notice. I think he needed a nap for his Patriots tonight. That's what I think. I want to congratulate David and Lehigh. He was caller number nine for Farmer Mike's. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. I was asking Rick Horrell about his flight arrangements. He talked about the airplanes going to Qatar. Coastal Carolina, John from the Cape, said back in the 1990s, I worked for United Airlines, and I was fortunate enough to work the ground service for the inaugural flight of the 777 in Miami. That plane was absolutely amazing and can fly over the pond with one engine. That's how big they are. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh John chiming in, just booked a trip to see the second leg of the Inter-Porto Champions League tie in Portugal in March. Chris,
nice.
you'll have to interpret that for me. What does that mean?
It's awesome. He's going to a Champions League game soccer. In Portugal. That's awesome. I'd love to go to a Champions League game.
Well, unfortunately, he had to cancel a ski trip he had planned for Lake Tahoe.
Different, but
this is the only instance that he would say canceling a ski trip.
That's very cool. I've told my wife, she's like, I want to go back to Europe. I said, okay, if we go, we're going to go during the soccer season, and we are going to a big-time match.
That'd be cool.
I'd like to see Man U, but I don't care who it is. We're going to go to a Chelsea game, a Tottenham game, Arsenal. We're going to go to a big-time game and be a part of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Lake Tahoe, have you ever been there before?
No.
Spectacular.
That's what you've
one
said
of my
that.
Favorite. Yeah. Yeah. Summer, or I could probably, you know how much I hate winter?
Yeah.
I've never been there in the winter. I've
probably
only been there
beautiful.
In the summer.
Yeah.
I think I could handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's that pretty. Let's see. I saw you gave Hedge some fantasy football advice, Mike White or Jimmy G this week. You went with Mike White at quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Who knows what Jimmy G is going to do against the Dolphins?
What is it? The Jets, I saw this on Levitard had it yesterday. The Jets have had 450 yards and 30-plus points three times in the last 5 years, 6 years. It was a long, big sample size.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those games, Mike White was the quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting take.
450 yards on offense and 30-plus points.
That's good for fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll work.
And, I mean, the Jets against Vikings defense that just made Mac Jones look like an all-pro.
Yeah. Great decision.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Mr. Worldwide wants to know when that Seamus Shepherd holiday stimulus gets announced on the website.
I believe it goes through next Friday.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's see here. Sleep in Seattle. The water in Tahoe is crystal clear. Yes, it is. And Art the Bills fan, Chris, my buddy, went to a game in Brazil. He said it was incredible.
I those games are scary. South American soccer games.
Are those the ones you can get crushed in a stampede?
Yeah,
at?
Yeah. We've had some deaths over the last few years.
Oh, okay. I don't know if there's a word. I'm sure there is a word for crowd phobia. I joke with you guys. I'm a press box guy. I like to be in the press box, and you and Pete, mostly Pete, make fun of me. You want to be out in the crowd drinking and yelling and cheering. I'm a little more reserved. I like the fine dining of the press box and the air condition and the comfort. And also, I'm a bit afraid of crowds, like in the tens of thousands. Like if there needs to be a mass exodus, I'm always thinking about it. You know, I had my incident getting off the elevator at a Tampa game where there was nowhere on the landing for anybody to go, and the elevator kept bringing people down. That was scary. And then when I was younger, I was leaving the Indianapolis 500, and I was just in a mass of people, just sardined elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder for quite some ways, and a fight broke out between two idiots who were drunk. And there's nowhere to go and getting out of the way. So, yeah, I have a phobia of packed-in crowds. So, yeah, these soccer games where you read, about every 2 years there's a story, stampede or people killed in the soccer, you know, like, how can that happen? Or even once in a while a concert. In fact, it happened in Houston. There was a rap concert in Houston last March, I think. People got crushed.
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Well, there was one in Houston. I know that.
There was one? Okay.
It was where they had, it's awful.
Interesting text here from 239. He says, would the Jets consider Cooper Rush if he becomes available this offseason?
I don't think there's any need for that.
No. I mean, just stick with Mike White if you're going to go Cooper Rush.
And the Cowboys would behoove them to, is his contract up? I have known nothing other than he's filled in marvelously for Dak.
The quarterback I'm watching going into the offseason is Derek Carr. And that makes a lot of sense for him to go to the Jets, kind of a ready-made, ready-to-win-now team.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of young guys on cheap contracts. You can afford to pay the quarterback at that point. That's if they decide to move on from Wilson.
Right.
I
don't have the feeling that's what they're going to do.
I don't think so, but I think it also depends on how he handles this this benching. I think if he comes back and he gets back in front of the podium and says, it wasn't my fault, you know, I plays the victim or doesn't take accountability for his play, I think at that point, Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh look at each other and go, do we want to waste another year with this kid, or do we go out and fix the problem?
I hate to say this. He should handle it more like Mac Jones handled that situation with Zappe.
Oh, absolutely. Or like any other quarterback in the NFL would handle that situation. Yeah. Maybe any quarterback other than Kyler Murray. Quarterbacks handle it this way.
Right.
Like there's just, it's how you do it. And it's boring for us. I mean, I'd much rather have a quarterback that gives us something to react to, but the good ones don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Uncrustable. Chris, how's the beta fish?
Give me alive.
Okay.
Good. Both of them are alive. Good. Changed the water in the one that was that right. hasn't died.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
changed
mm-hmm.
the water in there. We did it in four different cycles. Yeah. Yeah.
So, can't do it all at once.
Can't do it all at once. It's not good.
You learn from your mistake. Well, I'm not going to say much in case
they're not listening.
Okay.
I don't think.
All right.
Should be good.
Harry Carey has texted in. Hey, guys. Good luck to everybody tonight, except, of course, the Patriots. Go Bills. Exactly. Let's see here. Patriots hater number one. She says, people with agoraphobia often have a hard time feeling safe in any public place, especially where crowds gather. So I have agoraphobia, according to her.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And then we've got Go Big Blue. Craig couldn't handle Kentucky Derby crowds, and there's a picture of Kentucky Derby. Yeah, I probably couldn't.
Well, but it would be different because you're not in the stadium.
Would it be? I mean, the Indy 500 has 300,000 people all exiting at the same time.
That sounds like a nightmare.
That's yeah.
That's in Speedway, Indiana.
Yes, we learn. I'm glad. I'm glad you learned. Let's see here. 239. I need a texter name. How do you get a texter name? AFC. I thought I took care of you. I think you're now AFC East.
Oh, just hit refresh.
Yeah.
Hit refresh on your
I gotcha.
Web browser. And
yeah,
you'll be
you
good
got
to go.
One. You're AFC East. All right. So final thoughts on tonight. A quandary for Chris. He historically has hated the Patriots, but it would behoove him if they beat the Bills and knock the Bills down one peg, since you're fighting for them atop both 8-3 records.
There's part of me that would love to see the Patriots just kind of fall by the wayside.
Permanently.
And have them play meaningless football around Christmas.
Yeah.
But I also want home field, would love to go to a playoff game. Think I'm rooting for a tie.
I suggested that
that's
earlier
it.
This
I'm
week.
Rooting for the tie.
That would be cool.
I'm on the draw money line +3,500.
Overtime. I like it. Go to the tie. Paratrooper, what was your pick on the Lions game, Craig and Chris?
We both picked
Lions
the Lions.
Over the Jaguars.
Yeah, we both picked the Lions.
Very winnable game. Maybe DJ Chark can get off his ass and actually catch a ball against his former team. I'm just spitballing and throwing that out there. That would be nice.
We're getting close to Williams coming back, right?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be this week, and it's not.
It's not, okay.
They are in no rush to get him out there. Really would like him to be out there with Amon-Ra St. Brown. That would be fun for me, personally.
Well,
and
I mean,
maybe some other people.
Going back to the Jets thing and Derek Carr, if the Raiders decide to bring in their own guy, Detroit makes sense. But you're going to be sitting there in the top five with the Rams pick.
Yes.
So.
And then our own pick.
At that point, either package those two to go get the quarterback you really want, C.J. Stroud. Or you sit back at five or wherever that pick ends up being, and you see what falls to you.
I think they need a good quarterback and a good defensive lineman out of the draft. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm really intrigued with what they're going to do moving forward. A lot of these teams. I mean, it's the most exciting part about the offseason. Who's doing what with quarterback? For some reason, that's just where we dialed it in.
Jimmy Garoppolo is also going to be available, remember.
I think this is shaping up to where the 49ers owe him a massive apology and give him the extension.
From a Super Bowl championship, I don't think they do that. I agree with you.
Yeah.
They gave up so much capital for Trey Lance, though.
But would they rather admit they were wrong on Trey Lance or they're wrong on Jimmy G, who could win them a Super Bowl with that defense?
Well, remember, he's a free agent after the season.
I know.
And he cannot be franchise tagged.
Right.
It's part of his contract. He cannot be tagged by the Niners next season. He will hit free agency.
It's looking good. It's good to be Jimmy G. It's very good to be Jimmy G. Yeah, I think he's very interesting. A lot of great stories there. All right, so tonight, 8:15 kickoff. Catch the game right here on ESPN Southwest Florida. Bad attitude guy. Who's more likely to start next year, Zach Wilson or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson will start somewhere, if not Denver.
No, he will start in Denver next year.
The contract's too big.
Yep.
Zach Wilson is still expendable.
Paratrooper says, what's wrong with Goff? Nothing's wrong with Goff.
He might be one of their options if they want to load up their picks elsewhere.
I'm not going to say that Goff won't be the starter next year, even if you use that pick on a top five guy.
I think that's the way to go. Keep Goff one more year and ease your guy in, whoever he is.
Whoever he is, be it Stroud or Young or Levis or whoever they end up getting
Levis
up there.
Levis announced today. He's going pro and will not play. Wait a minute. I think he said he's undecided on what he's playing.
Yeah, he's undecided on the bowl game.
I could decide for him. Don't play. It's not a playoff game. Don't play. That's what I would say. All right. I think that was a very, very productive day. And yes, Paratrooper, didn't Goff go to a Super Bowl? Yes, he did. Didn't do too good.
Yeah, I hear you on that, but it's like, it's Jared Goff. He's fine. He's a fine quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you?
I know.
The roster's getting to the point though where it's been, they've had so many of these good draft picks.
There's some talent on that team.
There's some talent on the team. If you can get the young quarterback in there, you
make
do
it.
Yeah, you do it, and you take the 50-50 shot on if he's going to be the guy of the future or not. I think.
Yeah.
Unless you're good losing in the divisional round every year. Because I don't think the Lions are what the Rams were when he got them to the Super Bowl.
Can we get to the divisional round? I'd be happy with getting to the divisional
round. Look, I think you look across the NFC, the Packers are going downhill, the Bucks are going downhill, the Rams got serious problems. I don't know what they're going to look like next year.
The Bears are a one-man team. That's it.
You got some up-and-coming teams, but like outside of the NFC East, who are you scared of next year? There are good teams out West. They're good.
Yeah.
You know, I think Geno Smith has earned the right to become to be the starter next year as well.
Yeah, great story. Great story.
But, like, you're not scared of any of those teams anymore.
Yeah.
The Rams have paid the top end of their roster. They've given so much money to the top end of that roster that when you get Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson going down, and they're done for most of the season.
Aaron I think Donald.
Aaron Donald. Matt Stafford with the brain and with the concussions and seeing how he handles that and they've got questions at running back. Like, it's a good team, but they're one or two injuries away to key pieces to being what we see this year, where they have practice squad caliber guys up and down their starting lineup.
I think it's time for a Rams rebuild. McVay's burnout. He almost quit last year. Aaron Donald only came back because they threw enough money at him. He wanted to quit. He's mentally done, and now he's hurt for the first time in his career. Matthew Stafford. I mean, you keep Cooper Kupp because he's awesome, and you start over.
They need to have happen what happened to him last year, where the key pieces stayed healthy. They were able to lean on that top-end talent and have just enough from the other pieces where they could fill in the spaces.
Yeah. But, I mean, the problem with that team, I don't know.
Well, now you're hitting the point with the Rams where the F them picks mentality that the GM had,
yeah,
it's starting to come back and bite you in the rear end because you can't supplement your roster every year with at least one blue chip prospect.
Right. And I admire what they try to do this year. Look, this was the year to try and repeat what you did last year. It ain't working out. And you're right. Once Aaron Donald decides to retire, once Matthew Stafford don't want to take any more hits to his head, that offensive line has been decimated. You have not been drafting players the last
3 years?
Five, four years.
Yeah, a long time.
You have no draft picks in your system. You are starting over. That is going to be a big fall.
And there's rumors that McVay might want to take a little bit of a break from coaching, pull a Sean Payton, step away for a season or two, get in a booth.
And I think he absolutely will do that. It's just a matter of when.
And he will get paid more money to do that than he will get paid to coach.
Yep.
And I don't think he does that coming off of this year, but I'm just saying you can see where the Rams model, this is where it starts to fall apart, and it could fall apart quickly, or maybe they could squeeze another year or two out of these guys before they all ride off into the sunset.
All right, before we ride off to the sunset, don't forget, still a couple more days left where you can register to win $15,000 in the Sheeman & Shepherd Holiday Stimulus at our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Log on, register, and you're in the system, and we'll see if you win. I hope you do. Sound Street coming up, or not Sound Street.
What you got?
Sound Street ain't coming up next. What you got coming up next? Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman & Shepherd.
All right, I think I'm undefeated this week, which is rare.
No, you gave it a loser last night.
No, I said IU money line.
That was minus 190. You can't give that out.
Why not?
Because.
But I did. They won. Anyway, I won.
That's weak.
I gave a winner the night before. I can't remember what it was, but it won. So I'm strong 2-0.
It was the Knicks over the Pistons.
I think it was. Yeah. And that was a Craig Sheeman special that way. What is it? 3.5 Bills? 3.5
4.
It's now 4?
Let me double check.
It's half made it difficult, but now it's 4.
Well, it's 4.
You know what? I think the Bills are the superior team here. I'm not discounting the Patriots' good defense and being in New England. But I think the Bills are pretty good. I think they can muster up a 4-5 point victory. So give me the Bills.
Oh, okay. I am going to have a little integrity here. I gave a loser last night, not like some of us who change our picks 24 hours after the fact.
Wow.
I am 2-1 this week. Give you a winner on Monday and a winner on Tuesday. Loser last night.
Yes.
Tonight, Patriots plus the 4 points.
Oh, okay. All right.
Patriots plus the 4 points tonight.
So you're in the odd position of rooting for the Patriots.
Yeah, I got this stat right here. Home dogs in the NFL of 3.5 points or more.
Yes.
Covering 70% of the time.
Dang.
Over 70.
Why don't we just do that every time?
Yeah.
We'd be rich. That's just a this year trend, though.
Yeah, just this year. But so
there's always a trend that ekes its little head out every year.
Yeah, all home divisional dogs are hitting at over 60%. Home divisional dogs with 3 points or more also hitting over 60%. And dogs in divisional games after week 10 hitting at 58%.
So you give that little fun nugget to a newbie like Utah, who's just betting left and right since he's gotten into this. He'll take that to the bank. Toothbrush says, listen to the tape. Craig was baited into the switch. I was. I said Indiana upright minus 3.5 or whatever it was. And then Chris said, yeah, you know, you did switch me. Either
pressure.
Way. Either way, I was right.
Stand your ground.
I was right on either pick.
Stand your ground.
Utah. Yep, he's right there. Chris, over or under tonight?
What's the total?
I'm looking it up.
That's all right.
43.5. Rule of thumb, you generally go under in divisional games late in the season.
And on Thursday night.
And on Thursday night, yeah.
And
problem was the primetime unders were hitting at such a crazy rate in the beginning of the year that they've dropped them, yeah.
Because Vegas doesn't like
so I would money. I would lean under with the Patriots.
Yeah. Plus, Patriots defense is good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think 43.5, keep it under.
I think Josh safe. Allen 2-7 against the spread against Bill Belichick.
Oh, really? Got him figured out. All right, that'll do it, everybody. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Chris, I'm Pete Shepard, who's not here. I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Thanks for listening. God bless America, and God bless Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.